Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Six gears in this bad boy. Oh, yeah. Six gears. How many gears does your automobile have, your truck? You know, they're up all the way up to eight speeds now in those automatic transmissions. It's a little secret. It's not really a secret, but the trick is to make sure that your engine never bogs down. That's the fuel economy, and the, you want your engine, if it's gas, diesel, or electric, to be in the right torque band. Yeah. If it bogs down, it's... the RPMs are too low, and you don't get the best fuel economy that you're asking for. You don't get the best horsepower. The good pulling of the toys up the mountain or passing someone when you decide to pass them. I love being able to take your car, take your truck, and be able to either put a computer chip in the main computer, PROM chip, or, why not? Put a little transmission hot rod chip in your transmission to make it shift a little bit different. Make it shift a little bit quicker, causing you to get more economy and more horsepower and also more torque. Yeah, you can do that. You can also have a dealer and or an independent. Ask them, is there any ways of, besides putting a bottle of fuel injector cleaner in my fuel tank to get better fuel economy? Just talk about the hot rod chip. Hypertech is one company I like. But yeah, absolutely, we can all do that. No, you can't do it yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. And it's, again, we're going to pull our laptops out. We're going to have to plug into the OBD2 connector. We're going to have to do it electronically. Computerized car that you're driving, it's managed by a computer. So we have to talk with it with a certain laptop program in order to make sure that your vehicle and your engine runs and your transmission is shifting correctly. And we definitely do not want you to drive away from our shop, whatever shop you're going to, independent or a dealership, or even your own shop, with the engine light on. Because the engine light is hooked to, again, more than, what is it, up to 300-some sensors plus, including your ABS and your transmission and your engine, of course, your cooling system, your fuel injection system. There's a lot of divisions on your gas-powered vehicle. Today here on Auto World, appreciate you being along, bringing me into your home every week. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you. It's been revealed, and we're going to talk about it today here on Auto World in the third hour. Hitchless towing. Yep, hitchless towing. No hitch needed. What's that all about? How are they doing it? Also, Jeep files a new patent. You might want to tune in for that if your neighbor or you have a Gladiator or a Jeep. What? Wrangler? Yeah. And also, I have got for you a statement by Ford about this proposed Advanced Clean Cars 2 Regulations Act in California. They're banning the, ICE internal combustion engines by 2035. Got a statement from Ford we're going to talk a little bit about. I'm going to read that to you, and also one from Honda. And let's get right into it right now. Of course, I want to hear from you. You're the star of the show. Interrupt me at any time with email and or a phone call. Phone call is since 1992. The phone number hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is waiting there, hanging over the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook, message me. Absolutely. And I've got a Facebook message here that we're going to be talking about and sharing it with you. This is a great, great question. Also, how many EV car manufacturers do you believe there are right now as we are live in our auto world? How many EV car manufacturers do you believe there are? 5, 10, 20, 25, we want to hear from you. 855-660-4261. Now, there's something, a little surprise here for you right off the bat here on Auto World. How good do you believe a Ford F-150 is? Do you own one? Do you like it? Dislike it? Want to buy one? Want to get rid of it? Want to sell it? Well, guess what? A Ford F-150 that has been underwater, my friends, since March. It's finally being recovered. Yep. There's a lot of off-road trucks out there, but hey, come on. That's what they decided to do. Trans Global Car Expedition crew, who attended by driving to the South Pole, to the North Pole with the F-150, well, they decided, well, let's make sure this thing still works after we dip it in the water. This Ford F-150 was modified by Arctic Trucks, is their name. They sank this in the ice near the Tasmanian Islands in the Northwest Territories of Canada. In case you wanted to know where that Tasmanian island was, they dumped this, they submerged it, is the word I understand. Yes, they submerged this F-150 to find out, really, what would happen to it. It's been in this ocean since March. So what really did happen? Well, they're pulling it up. Yep, sunken truck. So approximately about 26 feet down is what they did. They're looking at the airbags, of course. They're looking at the fuel tank. Oh, and by the way, they actually had fuel in the fuel tank, and it was sealed, as your tank is, with the gas cap tight. They were monitoring it at all times to verify the gas was not leaking out, which it never did leak out. They did a lot. I mean, they're talking about... it had two fuel tanks on it, by the way, carrying about 69 gallons of gasoline. They're expecting the rescuers of this Ford F-150 pulling it out. It's going to be approximately about 3 days and before they decide to basically find out what is going on, what happened to it, upholstery-wise, computer-wise, fuel tank-wise, brake-wise, and... This is kind of almost like going to the moon. If we do or don't believe that we should or should not spend the money as taxpayers, or going to the moon again. Well, when you send a truck down into the water, why would they do that? Well, it's kind of like raising the bar. I've been at test drive tracks and in their facilities, and how they will cook a vehicle, literally cook it to the point of no return. I need to bring more information up about that to share with you folks, but I've actually seen a car being boiled to death, not in water, but in heat, and they're doing this to find out if the solder points will come apart, you know, at your dashboard, in your dashboard circuit board, in your computer, ABS computer, your main computer, etc. What's the dash do at that? What's the glass do? What's the door latches do? I mean, there's a lot of parts and pieces to all of our cars, even an electric car, EV car, hybrid car. There's a lot of parts and pieces. So it's a matter of cooking a car. What would it do? Well, these folks, let's dip it in some water and find out how the Arctic, in the Arctic Ocean, and find out, is our gas tanks really sealed correctly? What does the tires do? Do they hold the air correctly? Are the wheels built correctly? So it's going to take about 3 days, I understand, to recover this, get it back up, and they're going to take over 30 days to dissect this Ford F-150, but it's being recovered. They're going to find out what and give us some reports, how the water, salt water, the seawater affected it. And at that point, why did they do all this? Well, they're going to try to make they're going to report back to, of course, Ford, beside other car manufacturers, and tell them what happened. And then they're going to be able to build maybe something even better. Like I stated, they freeze cars too. They actually freeze your automobiles to find out not only do they cook them under the sun, because you folks down in Scottsdale, Phoenix, Maricopa, Tucson, you're down there in the Death Valley area also, of course. And California gets hot in warm weather climates, Texas, etc., Florida, humidity, heat. They want to make us, you're going to spend how much on a new car? They want to make sure that, in fact, that new car or truck is going to last that heat, because you might have it for quite a few years, days, months, etc. Underwater testing. When we return, we're going to the email bag. We're going to talk a little bit about that. What? Brand new patent with Jeep? Yep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Make sure you plug it in.
Isn't that the truth? We need power, either fuel, some kind of fuel or electric to keep those cars going. Good to have you back. Okay, so really, how many EV car manufacturers do you think there are? What's your number? Here's another brand, model Maserati. Yep, owner Stellantis, the big boss. They declared that every new vehicle launched between now and 2025 will have at least one electric variant. Yep, that includes Maserati that they own. They recently launched the MC20 supercar. It's slated for an E variant and the replacement for the Gran Turismo. It'll be going electric. You can also expect, I understand, an electric version of the forthcoming SUV coming your way. Yep. Soon to come our way, the Maserati MC20 SUV electric. They're stating that, in fact, it's going to be roughly the year 2025 when it's going to be available, coming to a driveway near you or a dealer near you. Remember the brand name game now, folks. I want to know how many times you have gone through the vehicle, your ride. I want the highest number that you can find, of course, is going to win the big grand prize. And all of you that have emailed us here and called us will also be winning some detail gifts for inside and outside your car. I've got another one that just came in here from Sarasota, Florida. Yeah. Awesome. For your brand name game, Mark, 28 times on my Subaru. I like your show here in Sarasota, Florida. St. Petersburg. We have two places. Oh, that's interesting. Awesome. Hey, it's good to have you. Let's do a shout out to Phil. Phil, thanks for bringing us to Sarasota, Florida. Awesome. Brand new Auto World affiliate, WWPR AM 1490. There's our shout out horn. Yes. WWPR. AM 1490, St. Petersburg, Bradenton, Sarasota, Florida. Good to have you folks along. I got you down for 28 times, Phil. Appreciate it. Thank you. And, oh, by the way, I got to remind all of you to send me your email address also that I can, in case you are the winner and I want to send a gift to you, send me an email address out that I can send you a gift for sure at the end of the game, which the brand name game is going to go on. This is the last weekend for it, and then next weekend we're going to announce the winner, and all of you will get a little gift bag detail goodies for inside and outside your car. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And let's go to our Facebook Messenger page. Let's see, Rusty, he's in touch with us here on Facebook Messenger last week, and Rusty just sent me a question here. He says, okay, he had a little break, doing his own brakes and all. And he says, okay, bought a set of drilled and slotted rotors and new carbon fiber pads. Now the problem, they sent me two driver's side front rotors. Can I put the driver's side rotor on the passenger side until I get the right one? Rusty, great question. Appreciate you tuning in, listening. Absolutely. On KBOI, New Saw KBOI, AM 670. I appreciate that right here in the Boise, Idaho area. Hi, everybody in Boise and Nampa, Caldwell, Ontario, and McCall and all. Rusty, I never did get the year, make, and model of your automobile, but most of the time, I mean, I'm talking about 99% of the time, the rotors are the same on both sides. Drivers and passenger side. So that's more than likely why they sent you the same part number in the cardboard boxes there. You know, that part number should be more than likely the same on both rotors. But again, I could look it up for you to verify. I just need to know the year, make, and model. But usually you can put, the same rotor is the same, drivers and passenger side. So I'm glad to hear that you did the carbon fiber. You're going to enjoy no squeal, no squeak, and you're going to enjoy the stop, easy, quick braking too, Rusty. That means a lot, especially where we're at in the Boise, Idaho area. Going up the Horseshoe Bend Hill, 6% grades, folks, 7% grades. Carbon fiber is the best. It's well worth the money because it just lasts longer. Also, you don't want to be doing, brakes every year, do you? No. And you never really understand yourself when it comes to the point that, in fact, why am I going so fast around this corner? That's what I'm talking about. The automobiles today cruise and coast so fast that you don't realize how fast you're going until, it's too late. And you need the carbon fiber products like Rusty has here in order to stop you quicker so you don't get in trouble. little trivia for you. Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Coming out of KBOI AM. Well, the great Auto World affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho. KBOI AM 670. Little trivia. What year was the first electric traffic light invented? Since we're doing everything about watts today, electric. What year was the first electric traffic light invented? It was back in 1912 when they decided to put electricity to that little Christmas tree stoplight, red, yellow, and green. And, of course, in some of the bigger cities, we have more than three lights. You have the arrows in one. You have it goes on. And, oh, my God, I'd love to find one of those for the automobile museum we have here at the Greasy Garage. Absolutely. I do have one of the stoplights from way, way back when. And I purchased it. It was French, they call it. They've cut it instead of the round metal tubes coming out. They Frenched it, cut it back. And, yeah, it was modified. Absolutely. Got to be modified every so often, don't we? Yeah. Okay, let's do it. It's time to go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the bag, please. I'm jumping in. Whoa. There's one. I'm crumbling most all of them up, but we can do it. Okay, 911. Email-wise, folks, keep them coming. I ask and you deliver. Whenever you have a smell, a noise, just want to visit and talk, want to know what that little blue ASC star means, Automotive Service Excellence. Look for the little blue star, by the way, when you're out there looking at automotive repair, any type of division in your car, the tire shops, the brake shops, the paint body shops, the windshield shops. Look for the blue star, ASC. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. 911, that means if you put 911 on there, I'll get to you as soon as possible. Now, we've got Donnie here emailing us. Fantastic show, Mark. Thank you, Donnie. Appreciate that. He says, help, driving a Traverse that now has a clicking noise in, I think, the left rear. Love the car, great for road trips, hauling the kids around, not too bad on fuel economy. Never had any problems with her until now. What do you think my clicking sound is, Mark? Thank you. Donnie, listening in Corpus Christi, Texas. Woo, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate down in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is KEYS 1440 AM and 98.7 FM, all 3 hours. Appreciate it. We're going to come back. And we're going to help not only you out, but we're going to help Donnie out with his clicking noise out. We'll be right back right here on Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Police in Detroit are searching for a gunman they say killed three people and wounded a fourth in random shootings on Sunday. Detroit Police Chief James White said showcasing evidence connected the shootings.
It appears to be very random. One was waiting on a bus. One was walking his dog. And one was just on the street.
A federal jury in Atlanta has awarded $100 million to a panhandler who fell and broke his neck after a police officer shot him with a stun gun during a foot chase. Jerry Blasingame now needs round-the-clock care, costing $1 million a year. Jurors found that Officer John Grubbs used unreasonable force against Blasting Game, who was 65 years old and had been asking drivers for money. Back in July of 2018, he was paralyzed from the neck down and is now 69 years old. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose. I hear better than I ever thought possible. And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get back to Corpus Christi.
Woo, yeah.
I work on quite a few of the airbags, it seems like, in the greasy garage. The airlines are leaking. It usually isn't the rubber bags that are bad. It's the airlines leak, you know, the quick couplers there. And you're riding on a low rider. Remember the Lincolns? The airbags would go out and it'd total the car because of the cost to replace them. Woo, let's go back to Corpus Christi and help Donnie. Donnie's in Corpus Christi, absolutely listening on. A shout-out goes out to our great Auto World affiliate, KEYS, 1440 AM and 98.7 FM, Portland, Mathis, Alice, Corpus Christi, Texas. Good to have you folks along. Love the color, love your water that you're living by. Beautiful ocean right there. Donnie says, fantastic show, Mark. I appreciate it. And he wants help. He's driving a Traverse, and he's sitting, and he's got a noise. Clicking noise in the left rear. He says he loves the car. Great for road trips, hauling the kids around, et cetera, et cetera. And Rusty, appreciate it. Good fuel economy, too, he says. Donnie, appreciate it. Definitely. First and foremost, send me back an email address. I can send you a great gift package out of Corpus and send it down to Corpus Christi to you. Detail, keep that Traverse looking good. And by the way, that's a great Chevrolet Traverse, that's a great car, great vehicle. Definitely, I agree. Definitely. I've got friends that use them too, Donnie. That clicking noise, I'm thinking about your clicking noise in the left rear. What you have there, in my ASE educated guessing here on the radio and the silver microphone, you more than likely, if you haven't replaced them yet, your stabilizer bar has a link, a stabilizer link that is attached to the stabilizer on both sides, front and rear. And you see you have two on the front and two on the rear. And that causes the Traverse. That's just one model. I know the Trailblazer has them too. I've got calls, emails, and also here at the shop we've replaced. The stabilizer link is what it's called, Donnie. You can do it yourself if you'd like. They're not that bad. Nothing's going to come apart in a spring or nothing like that's going to explode on you and cause hurt. It is always a safe thing to do, to, and this goes out to you, Donnie, and everyone else, too, is to wear, grab your pair of clear safety glasses at all times. It just keeps the dirt out of your eyes as you're laying down and the car's above you, you know, and who wants to have dirt? You just can't see. It's just not good on the eyes. So get a pair of clear safety glasses, and then these stabilizer links, they're roughly, they've got male ends on them. They go through the stabilizer bar and up to the body. The joint itself is kind of like our wrist. Excuse me. It clicks when they go bad. Click, 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 click. It doesn't do it all the time, you probably notice. If you bounce the car real quick, short jaunts of bouncing, by hand, you can get it to click. And I'd recommend you doing that. But I don't know how many miles you have on it, but you're going to see those stabilizer links go out on not only the Traverse, but a lot of the Fords also. I see them going out about 90,000 miles, and I always get the word clicking. So stabilizer links, they're not that bad to do, and they're not that much money, but I do recommend. They always have pressure, a torque on them constantly. That's why they go out. But I do believe that is my educated guess here behind the silver microphone today. Donnie, I appreciate it. Stabilizer links. Look them up, and you'll find them at AutoZone or O'Reilly's or Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, etc., in any parts store out there. So hopefully that helps. Donnie, send me back an address, and I can send you out a get down there into the Keys area and send you out a gift packet. That's the way you do it right there, folks. Absolutely. Look forward to your emails every week, throughout the week, especially right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho. I'm broadcasting the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. The address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. I welcome you there. Facebook, message me again. Absolutely. And again, I've got that question out there for you. We're going to get it answered. Give you the total number of how many EV car manufacturers are there? Good question. How many do you believe there are? Here's another one that we haven't had a chance to even talk about. Mazda. Yeah, Mazda. Mazda has yet to make any grand predictions about abandoning their combustion engines, folks. But we do know that the company plans to sell its first full electric in the United States within the next year. Yep. The MX-30 crossover, it boasts a rear hinge, rear half doors. Yeah. Yep, kind of like a gullwing door. It'll actually also, they're going to be offering an optional Wankel rotary engine. Yep. You heard it right here in Auto World, an optional Wankel rotary engine. Soon to come to a dealer near you, a Mazda dealer near you, which is sooner or later your friend, your neighbor might be buying it, or your relative, the Mazda MX-30 electric. Yep, that's just another one. Mercedes-Benz, of course, is another one. They're planning on, of course, they've got the Mercedes-Benz electric car, the EQ, out right now. It's here today. It's a sedan. They're talking about an all-electrified G-Class SUV, also is rumored for 2024, dubbed the EQG. Yep. And coming soon is the EQA, all-electric. Coming soon also is the EQS. That stands for sedan and SUV. And then in 2023, Mercedes-Benz EQE, and it's going to be a sedan. So they've got quite a few. Here's another one. It's going to be all electric. The Mercedes-Benz EQG SUV expected in 2024. Now, yep, for you folks that like the littler cars, of course, the fun ones, the Mini. Oh, ho, ho. Yep, the Mini jumped on the electric car bandwagon earlier back in 2009, if you didn't know that, I'm going to call it a half-baked Mini E. Yeah, well, the current Mini Cooper SE, it solves many of those problems, as you know, driving around trying to get someplace to park. Well, it's got 110 miles of range is all, so it's pretty much based, they're talking about, it's just a city car. Of course, they're talking about the all-new electric crossover, and of course, the Countrymen are expected sometime in the next few years as the Mini. It's expected to transition to a full electric car company. Did I just say that? I did. Yes, Mini is expected to transition, folks, to a full electric car company. Wow. Later coming from Mini is the Mini Small Crossover, the Mini Countryman Electric. Timing, they really don't know for sure exactly. Of course, you have Nissan out there. The 2010 Nissan Leafsman out there was the very first, and they've been around. People, from what I understand, do you have a Nissan Leaf? Are you happy with it? Love to hear from you. Nissan, of course, is they're going to up the ante here and give you an optional dual motor E40RCE is what they're calling it, an all-wheel drive, 300 mile range, and it's going to have a smaller battery. And they're talking about it's going to be coming later. The eight global EVs is what they're saying. They're going to offer eight global EVs by 2023. There's a lot of talk, isn't there? Of course, here's another make and model, a Polestar. I've talked about the Polestar here again, a Chinese Gling brand. Polestar is here. It's and Volvo. They've teamed up. So how many brands have I talked about already? We're going to come back and we're going to give you the total number of EV car companies coming your way and going back into the email bag. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, man's wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, and... lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
hey,
group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
I wonder what the Highway Patrol is going to think about this hitchless towing concept. Oh, yeah. It's time right here on Auto World. You heard it here first. Toyota, folks, reveals hitchless towing concept. That means that, in fact, there's no hitch needed. None. Zero. You want to tow your toys, your camp trailer, your ATVs, your RZR, your boat, whatever it might be, Toyota says you can now do it. It's a concept, and they've been training, testing on test tracks, of course, but they're doing it. How about an Airstream trailer? Toyota says, yes, the controller can be put on any type. It does not have to be Toyota to Toyota. You can tow any kind of vehicle, towing, a trailer, anything, any brand, all. Just put the controller on the vehicle you want to tow, and you're really not towing it. It's just following you. The lead vehicle, that is. You pull over, it'll pull right over with you because it has the controller on it. Toyota is not the very first company to do this. Airstream, in fact, a couple years ago they were talking about this because they wanted the very first to, you know, to be in the hitchless. You know, what a, is it really safe or unsafe to tow something? Huh? What? You know, Airstream. You've heard about them, the Twinkie going down the silver Twinkie going down the road. That's their nickname. They came up with an interesting electric concept. They call it the experimental E-Stream from Airstream. It has sensors in its hitch that tell the electric motors how much assistance to provide, so the trailer doesn't provide any drag behind the tow vehicle at all because it's not connected. The trailer automatically brakes itself. Yep. No hitch needed. Hitchless towing. Toyota's jumped on it, and they're going for it. So stay tuned for more of that right here on Auto World. Wow. And also now Jeep. Jeep, we're running out of time before the garage door goes down. I promised it to you. Jeep files for a patent for convertible doors for your Wrangler and your Gladiators. The Gladiators, of course, is the four-door pickups that they have. Jeep, they have the hard doors on them, and a lot of you know that you can take the doors off and have no door at all, but now they've put a patent in for the word convertible doors. Soft top. Soft top is a convertible top now. It's going to be convertible soft doors. the patent, they've put it in, they haven't got the rights, and they have not received the patent number, but when they do, you're going to hear it right here, because I really want to know. I know a lot of the aftermarket companies build the half doors, of course, with the popular tube-type doors, the donut doors, they call them. Of course, Ford Broncos, now the new Ford Bronco, they've copied the Wranglers. You can take the doors off there, but no one has a convertible door. So maybe and hopefully Jeep patent does go through on those convertible doors. That would be very awesome. Let the wind come on in, huh? Besides that, the weight. I've always thought about that. I had a little Jeep Wrangler and take the door off. Where are you going to put the thing? In the back? Yeah. Oh, next thing you know, you have to buy a Gladiator because it's got a pickup box so you can put the four doors in there. Maybe that's why they want convertible doors. If they get a patent on it, that means no one can copy them. Absolutely. Okay, let's get down. It's getting to the end where, in fact, Auto World, the garage, we're starting to come down. How many EV car manufacturers are there? Here's the number. 40. A total of 40 right now that we're all living. 40. I've only mentioned, 30-some today? Maybe not even that. Volkswagen's in there, of course. Volvo's in there. There's quite a few more that I haven't mentioned in all the different type of models that's coming your way. Later in 2024, the Volkswagen, they're saying that they're going to offer you the 2024 Volkswagen Space Vision wagon. Why not? It's coming your way. 40 of them. How many of them will make it? We don't know. Stay tuned. It's time. We got a little time left. Let's get to the email bag. There it is. I've got a lot of emails to help you with, and I want to help. Let's do it. Out of Burley, Idaho. Let's do it. Monica emails us. Hi, Mark. I have a airflow problem. Just wondering if you could give us some advice. Driving a 2012 Ford F-150, that when I have the air conditioning on, it seems really low on pushing air out the vents. I've been told that it could be my cabin air filter. Do you think it is this or something else? Do you think I can replace it myself? Thanks, Monica. I listen to you in Burley, Idaho on Saturday, then head over to GCNlive.com on Sunday. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Monica. Let's do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate down in the Burley. Oh, yeah. Down there in Burley, Idaho. K-Bar, KBAR, 1230 AM, Twin Falls, Idaho. Rupert, Oakley, Burley, Idaho, and everyone in between there. Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you, Monica, for taking us down to Burley. It's not too far away from where I'm sitting at right now in Boise. Good to have you folks along. And Monica, yeah, if you don't have airflow, there's two things. Cabin filter absolutely is plugged up. You can replace it yourself. Yes, it's there by the glove box, behind the glove box area. It's just a plastic door that you can, you know, open up that door. Little tabs on there. Some of them have screws. You can unscrew with a torque bit and pull that cabin filter out of there. That will restrict all of the air from going out the vents, like you're talking about, not the airflow. Another thing, you might even have one of those actuator motors, not opening the dampener door all the way, letting the air flow through there. So one test I would do, Monica, is just push and do whatever you need to do to get it to go to heat down on the floor. Push the air all the way down the floor. Feel how much air is coming out of that floor vent, absolutely, and then do the air conditioning vents. See if the air flow is the same from the heater on the floor to the air conditioning vents in the center, also to the defrost. And if you have more air coming out, let's say, of the defrost area flowing out of there than you do on the heater mode, then it's not the cabin air filter that is wrong. It's not plugged up because you got good air coming out of those defrost vents. That way, now, I do want you to replace the cabin air filter if it's been in there for 45,000 miles, Monica. You got a cabin filter there that's plugged up. It's get it replaced. It's not that much money, and you'll be happy that we want that to collect all the germs and stuff that come through the air. You know, even when you're recycling the air inside your cabin, let that cabin air filter do its job and get all the spores and all the mold and stuff out of the air for you. But again, airflow wise, you might have an actuator like we had. I believe it was on the first hour. The gentleman had a clicking sound going on. So if you got a clicking sound going on, then the actuator motor is not opening or closing the door all the way, So, but cabin air filter, absolutely. Let's get it replaced for sure. And that's with everyone, all you folks. Again, 45, 55,000 miles. And again, if it depends on where you're driving. If you're going down a dusty, dirty road all the time on the weekends, or if you even live on a dusty, dirty road, the cabin air filter, if you've got the air conditioner on in the summer, heat on in the winter, of course, you're going to have the cabin air filter plugged up more than a person that's living on, you know, asphalt and concrete roads in the city. So get them replaced. You'll be happy you did. You'll have a lot more airflow. Thanks, Monica.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week it's power. The word is power. Energy bar, anyone? How about an outlet in the wall? Do you plug in there and get power? Or how about that energy power drink? Or just how about a power nap? Or maybe a full tank of gas, a fuel, diesel. Just make sure it's full of fuel for power. Or just plain love and friendship from family and friends and radio friends. Get into power of life, friends, and grab some power. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.